This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's kind of a big deal for the Rova High School FFA chapter. Their big annual toy show and craft fair is this weekend at the high school. And Rodney Main is the FFA advisor and ag teacher in the Rova School District and joins me on the line now. Rodney, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Will.
If this doesn't help us turn our minds to spring, despite the cold that's in the forecast this weekend, I don't know what will.
Exactly. You know, and to be honest with you, this is the weather we like to have for the toy show. Because if it's sunny, nice and sunny out, people aren't going to want to go in the gym.
Yeah.
They're going to want to go outside after the winter we've had. So, you know, it's kind of a cold out, they'll come out and support and do all those things that they can still do inside. So, yeah, it'll be fine. As long as we don't get a foot of snow, we'll be fine.
Yeah, don't say that, because that's liable to happen these days, it seems like.
I know. We had that one time, and we had to get out with shovels and scoop, but we have to go ahead with it because we have a lot invested in it, so we have to get as much, you know, recoup as much as we can.
Yeah.
So weather, whatever the weather gives us, we still go.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to ask you about that. This has, over the years, as I mentioned in the beginning, become quite a big deal. In fact, really big, isn't it?
Yes, it's kind of a, I guess you'd call it a community happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the toys, I think, probably 15, 20 years ago, we had up close to 100 tables in the high school gym and in the hallway, but we get down now to about 80 is where we've been hovering.
Okay.
And that, you know, with the internet and the ease of just sitting at home and relax and put stuff up online, you know, and then through unfortunate death, you know, you lose a lot of the exhibitors, and there's not a lot of young kids doing it today like there is, but a lot of people, it's a retirement type thing and they travel around. So
yeah, I imagine when you come to the show this weekend, you'll probably, even though a lot of it, as you said, is sold online, you'll probably see some pretty unique things. I imagine you've had pretty unique things in the past too, right?
Yes, there's all kinds of things. It's hard to, you know, quantify everything, but you have the farm toys, obviously, the backbone of the show, and then NASCAR really came on in the 90s
mm-hmm.
and early 2000s and still really strong. Plus, and then we added again the crafts. So there are some crafters there with those items as well. So there's something for everybody. And yeah, it is a really, our community supports the school just incredibly. And,
absolutely.
And they'll come out again this weekend and be there to help the kids.
Yeah, they
generate some scholarship funds. So.
Yeah, they certainly will. And that was my next question. You help fund scholarships with this with the money raised here, right?
Yes, it goes into our FSA alumni has provide scholarships for our senior graduates, and this keeps that going. We lost some boys back in the late 90s, early 2000s to some unfortunate accidents and health, and so we'll always remember those young men, as well as we added alumni scholarship before that. But so yeah, all the revenue, all the net proceeds go into our scholarship fund that then gets banded back out to the kids.
I was kind of talking about this last week during FFA week with your counterpart in Knoxville, Mallory Tolley, and maybe I'll get your perspective on this too. How important is it, even in the Rova School District is, I would say, even perhaps more rural than even parts of the Knoxville District, but how important is it to kind of continue on agriculture education, especially now with less and less kids, you know, being exposed to farms and agriculture otherwise? How important is that?
It's incredibly important because people need to be educated and understand where their food comes from, where their clothing, where their fuel, all those things. So the more educated a consumer is, the better prepared they're going to be to handle the media onslaught, as we're seeing now with some cow flatulence and all this nonsense. So, well, that's a different story. But anyway,
yeah,
it's incredibly important that, the kids and the community is informed on the basic, the backbone of the community, which is agriculture.
And then the scholarships are helping pay for college, too. How important is that, going past high school with that education?
Well, you know, all the studies show that the more education you have, the better job, lifetime earnings are going to be higher. And it, and they can be going to a two-year trade school or a four-year university or college. You know, it doesn't matter. And some of the scholarships are for non-ag students. So they're going maybe into nursing, engineering, something that maybe is not ag with an ag slant, but still, you know, they, everybody needs money to help. And they're $1,000 scholarships apiece. So, and I believe we'll hand out at least five of them this next week. As a matter of fact, we have our banquet on Tuesday night.
That's great.
And that's when the alumni will present all the scholarships. So I don't think anybody that applied will probably be turned down.
No, I couldn't imagine. So, and that's a very an important amount of money for sure. So, in addition to crafts and toys at the show this weekend, you also have food and some other activities, don't you?
Yeah, the alumni take care of a food stand, and that goes throughout the day. We have donuts for all the exhibitors and coffee to start the morning off. And then at noon, we'll have a consignment auction again to try and supplement the scholarship fund to raise as much as we can in a short period of time. And that's just, you know, we have our plasma table at school, and we cut out some metal artwork type things that we put on there and whatever else. We just, when we started the consignment auction, last year was the first year we did it. We wanted, our underlying was not to ever interfere with the Rova Public School Foundation auction. So we're not doing seed or any of those things that would be done in the fall for the Rova Public School Foundation auction. This is just toys, or I'll put on some of my old tractor pulling official shirts. I think one of those brought $150 last year.
Wow.
So, it, well, you know, I wore it for somewhere around the country back way back.
So there anyway, you go.
And then we also will have our officer, our FFA officer interviews will be going on. They're starting at 12:30. There will be a committee of, alumni members that will interview the kids and review their petitions and resumes that they've turned in, and then give them a, an interview and kind of get, make sure they're qualified, and, kind of give a slate, and then the kids will vote on their officer team first part of the week.
All right, very good. So let's talk about, again, the when and the where and admission and that type of thing, and everything's going on this Sunday, correct?
Yes, the 26th Annual Rova FFA and Alumni Toy and Craft Show starts at 9 o'clock Sunday morning and goes till 2 o'clock. Consignment auction at 12. Food available all day long, and a good time for all.
And it's all at Rova High School, correct?
Yes, it is. All there in the high school, in the high school gymnasium.
And is there an admission cost?
Nope, it's a free will donation. And a lot of the local implement dealers, A.C. McCartney, Martin Sullivan, Berkey's, Painters even gets involved, I believe. And we have some toys that we sell or offer chances for.
Very good.
So,
all right. And anybody who needs more information can call the high school, or you can go to our community events page at WGIL.com, where we have a listing for the toy show there as well. Rod Main, FFA advisor, agriculture instructor in the Rova School District, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck this weekend. And thanks for all you do for the area.
Well, thank you, Will, for everything you've done and, giving us some exposure here tonight.
Kim Commando in sports up next on Galesburg's Evening News.